This is 88.5 WFDD News. I'm Michael Burke. Greensboro Republican Mark Walker is replacing longtime U.S. Representative Howard Coble as representative for the 6th Congressional District, which runs through most of Guilford County and runs along the Virginia line from Surrey to Granville counties. The former Baptist minister has never served in a political office and is finishing up orientation this week in Washington. He recently sat down with WFDD's Kerry Brown as part of our coverage on new faces in Congress and says there are many issues he wants to address.
Well, I want to hone in a couple of things. Specifically in our district, Greensboro, we have some of the highest poverty ratings in the country. And I believe that means working with local leaders and community leaders and really bridging that gap from the local to the state to the federal positions. I have a heart for that. As a former pastor working in the inner cities of Cleveland and New York and Baltimore, number two, I feel like that our people in this country, specifically our district, are ready for some genuine tax reform and reduce the power of the Internal Revenue Service.
Now, you talked a little bit about poverty you just mentioned. You know, I know in North Carolina, there have been some cuts to programs like child care subsidies and those sorts of things that parents who don't make a lot, you know, have to kind of choose sometimes. And I know everyone's talked about welfare reform and that, but I think it would be nice if they talked with people who are on these roles. They just act without understanding it. But I guess, do you see ways where that could be tackled?
I think the premise of your question is accurate, and I think it's fair. I do believe there are ways to handle that, but I believe it starts with building trust in your local community first. That's why I've already met and talked with Democrat mayor. We've got a team working led by Odell Cleveland, which will be 6 Democrats and 6 Republicans, specifically talking about some of the poverty issues in Greensboro. You know, in 64, Lyndon Johnson declared war on poverty. We spent $21 trillion, yet we have a 4% higher poverty rate among children in North Carolina. My only thought process is, let's at least address it. Is it always more funding, or is the program strong enough, or is the foundational piece strong enough that you're actually making a dent in it as opposed to just creating more of an arena for it? And that's the approach. I'm not trying to be dogmatic one way or the other, and that's why I'm bringing people. Some may even have a different approach than I do, but at least let's talk about the issue first, and how can we make a measurable indent that has some intentionality to it? That's really one of the fundamental reasons of why we've got into this process to begin with.
Well, let me ask you, too, the Affordable Care Act. Is that on your radar at all?
Yeah, that is a concern. I think even in Guilford County, most recently, the statistic was released, I believe it's less than 2 weeks old, where 60% of women over 40 will see a pretty good spike increase in the premiums. Those are the kinds of things, especially for families who $40, $50 a month means a good deal to them. I feel like I'd be remiss if I didn't at least say, hey, you know what, we've got to go to Washington and get some of this worked on.
Have you been able to request committee assignments yet, you know, in light of some of these issues we've been talking about? Have you been able to do that?
We have. Well, your questions are, right in lockstep. Very informed. Yes, we are looking at 2 or 3 specific committees that we've requested. I think the one that really I feel like makes a good mesh is transportation and infrastructure, because of the community in the 6th District and of an airport and the transportation industry as far as the trucking, the infrastructure. So I think that matches a good fit. There's 2 or 3 more that we are looking at to see, but I think that will be decided in the weeks ahead.
And Congressman-elect Walker, I know you stand to benefit from the Republican takeover of Congress, but how will you reach to Democrats to solve some problems and issues?
You start local. You don't change people's hearts or mind until you genuinely invest in a relationship which builds trust. And I think that's what we're going to try to do. And we've been blessed to have an opportunity to begin that process in our local area throughout the 6th District. And we look forward to merging that on the Hill as well.
Now, I don't know if you're aware of this, but some Washington media outlets predict that you could be, quote, trouble in Washington, D.C. because of your outspoken comments about Mexico and immigration. What's your reaction to that?
Well, 2 things here. The first time I've been listed as a troublemaker, I don't know if they've talked to my high school principal or not, so it's been a few years since I've been labeled that. But the bigger issue, it's kind of interesting, really kind of crazy, that my opponent, former opponent, who put that piece together and edited it, put some pieces together, the conversation was not even on about immigration at the time. We were talking about national security, and yet it's been sort of caught on. I've seen it nationally a couple of times that Mark Walker wants to bomb or invade Mexico, which is completely ludicrous. You're talking to someone who has been part of humanitarian trips and mission trips and worked with the Hispanic Latino community. I think over the next few weeks, we'll walk through that. People will see that nowhere close to where our heart is and moving forward, but we hope to be able to put that bed soon enough.
And I want to ask you, too, some GOP folks have hinted about a government shutdown if President Obama acts without the support of Congress about immigration reform. Would you support a government shutdown?
I don't think it's good to shut the government down and put people out of work who rely on that paycheck. I think that's the last resort, and I hope that it would never get to that. I believe there are other ways and measures to counter the president bypassing not just being the executive branch, but trying to be the legislative branch as well. I believe there's other measures to take.
Mr. Walker, I know you are a Baptist pastor. Do you still plan on continuing that role during your congressional career?
No, ma'am. In fact, that's one of the reasons I left nearly a year ago, because I felt like if I was going to make this transition and ask people to follow, I need to lead by example. So even though it doesn't separate my faith, my role now in the oath is to the Constitution, and that we're going to do our best to fulfill that.
That was Republican Mark Walker, who will be sworn in January to represent North Carolina's 6th Congressional District, in an interview with WFDD's Kerry Brown. You can also listen to our conversation with newly elected Congresswoman Alma Adams on our website, wfdd.org.